today we have a new experience. I'm going to be on the phone today with Melissa Aronson.
Good morning.
Yeah, she couldn't get out of her driveway, right, Melissa?
Well, I believed the timing on the weather report, and I knew I could get down the driveway, but I wasn't so sure about getting back up the driveway, so I am calling it in, so sorry about that.
Well, better safe than sorry, that's for
sure. Yeah, and I think everybody who lives here understands this, yeah. So, just 2 weeks to solstice. Hang
woo-hoo.
In. Yeah, woohoo, yeah, no kidding. Hang in there, everybody. And tell your plants to hang in there, too. I think they get it when solstice happens. I'm going to spend most of the time today talking about holiday presents. And I loved your Christmas music choices there.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Yeah, so thanks for that, Joni.
Hey, so, Melissa, are you listening to your radio right now?
No.
Okie dokie. You're just listening to me on the phone just as you should be. Thank
yeah.
you so much for that.
Yeah, it's... yeah. No, I turned it off. I know how that goes.
All
yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, yeah. So since I was on the air a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. I've read the new book, Gardening Near Glaciers, which is available in the library.
Okay.
It was recommended by Carolyn Goolsby, the library director.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to gardening in Southeast Alaska, but with a lot more personal and humorous touches to it. So it's a really good intro kind of a book, an intro to medium experience gardening book. So I recommend it to everybody. Take a look at that.
Okay.
And if you're looking for an excuse to sit down and watch some TV, Kate turned me on to a wonderful gardening show on Netflix called Big Dreams, Small Spaces.
Oh.
And, oh, yeah, it's addictive. it's about landscape design in England, and it is totally delightful. So there's a way to spend some time inside. And yesterday I got a book called The Ever Curious Gardener, written by Lee Reich, R-E-I-C-H. And he's often on Mike McGrath's show on Sunday, mm-hmm. on Sunday at 1. And it's called Using a Little Natural Science for a Much Better Garden. I started into it yesterday when I had a little bit of chance to do some reading, and it's a really good book. It's not an intro to gardening book.
Sounds like kind of a heady book.
There's a lot in it. There's a lot of really good ideas. So for people who are fairly experienced, I would really recommend this one. So anyway, those are some things that'll give you something to do during the winter. It's also a great time to clean up your flower pots. Especially clean up your tools, paint the handles red,
mm-hmm.
or a color so that you can find them when you put the tool down in the garden and lose it.
I know. I'm still digging around for a green-handled claw I have somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah. Green handles are a bad idea in a garden.
Yeah,
so,
they
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Find your tools, clean them up, paint the handles red. if you're traveling, and I understand you're going to be doing some traveling.
I am.
Yeah, treat yourself to a garden tour, and look for ideas when you're doing the garden tour, especially hardscape ideas that can be applied here. So, you know, the way they're doing fences and trellises and using recycled materials and, you know, whatever it is
yeah.
that you are interested in. But really take a look at some of the hardscape ideas because you'll find lots of fun ideas. Another thing to do this time of year is go to the library and look for books. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. The books are in the 635 section, the gardening books. There's also lots of magazines about gardening, and there's lots of garden construction ideas in the building section in the library, which is the 700s, and I'm sorry, I don't know the specific numbers.
Well, there's some right on there's a shelf just before you get to the magazine section, too.
Right. Yeah, they always do seasonal displays of things there,
mm-hmm.
and lots of good ideas there. So, yeah, check those out. But if seasons change, you know, that's another place to look. Also a good time to inventory your seeds and do a viability check on any of the seeds that you've kept.
Oh, this early, huh?
Well, because then you can begin to think about what you want to order. You know, if your seeds aren't doing well, then you can start on that list, even though it's kind of a more of a January thing.
Okay, Melissa, I'm still kind of struggling with my Christmas list right now.
Yeah, well, you can put that off. You can put that off. But for those of you that don't have something to do, it's a thought. If you haven't done it yet, make notes of what worked this last summer and what your goals are for this coming year before you forget all of that. And take that turkey carcass from last week and make some hot soup out of veggies from your garden. Yeah, good time to do that. So anyway, we thought we would share some ideas for gifts for gardeners or for yourself. And these come from a show that Kate Saunders and I did on Solstice 2 years ago. So they haven't changed too much, but anyway, some ideas here. So gardening gifts, living plants, if you can get them home before they get destroyed in either freezing or wind, plants and flowers, florists in town that might have a bouquet, potted and flowering plants, amaryllis bulbs, paper white bulbs, those are, of course, beautiful this time of year.
You have some of those blooming.
I do, paper whites, that just took off and bloomed like crazy. My amaryllis haven't done anything yet, but my paper whites did a really nice display for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. And interestingly, the bulbs that I've planted in pots for spring are coming up way earlier than they should. I don't know what they know that we don't, but interesting.
I hope it's good news.
I do too. I do too. Other gift ideas, garden supplies. So gloves. Gardeners always need gloves. What kind of gloves do you like?
I just have those gray kind the carpenters use.
Uh-huh.
They're dipped in something that makes them slippery.
Okay.
Yeah, those are my all-time gloves that I use for everything.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, every gardener has their own kind that they like.
I saw some cool gloves on the Internet that had, like, claws on them so that when you're digging in the dirt, you can actually use your fingernail like a cat would.
Oh, really?
A big cat.
Uh-huh.
and claw the dirt. And I thought, that's kind of spooky. Maybe a good Halloween costume, accoutrement or something.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting idea. I wouldn't use them around tender young plants, but when you're going after weeds or, whatever, that might be a great idea.
Yeah. And we have gifts locally here, too. You know, the hardware lumber companies have things for the garden, which are always nice. Or you can give gift certificates, too.
Yeah, on the gloves, Kate likes the Atlas brand, and I like the very light Showa, S-H-O-W-A, gloves. Mm-hmm. And I also like to get one set of leather gloves and one pair of lined leather gloves. Colder weather.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know about you, but I blow through quite a few pairs of gloves in the course of a year.
Mm-hmm.
Some other garden supply ideas, knee pads.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, those are so handy for so many things. And then there's those kneeling stools that have the handles on the side. Those are great.
Right, so you can get back up. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. A stool to sit down in the garden with.
Mm-hmm.
Pruners and clippers are always good. Good quality is important there. If you're going to do plants inside or, including your starts, getting some jump start lights that are available here locally in one of the hardware stores.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkler heads for hoses that have multiple settings. I find that I need to replace those every couple of years because they get clogged up with mineral deposits.
Hmm. Are you on city water?
I'm on city water.
Hmm.
Yeah, but they do get clogged up, so they don't last forever. A lot of people are trying to move away from using plastic, so a nice gift for gardeners would be some really pretty flower pots made out of clay or something that's non-plastic.
Mm-hmm.
waterproof gardening shoes.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, yeah. I
Slip-ons.
Slip-on gardening shoes that are waterproof.
Slip on, and you could slip them right off when you walk all muddy into your house. You just slip them off there at the door.
Absolutely.
Great idea.
Yeah, I love those. Yeah. Bamboo stakes are always handy. Soft-sided buckets that have either pockets on the side or a strainer in the bottom. Or making, for those of you that are handy with a sewing machine, making something that can go around a five-gallon bucket that would have pockets in it for tools.
Boy, I can tell that this time of year your imagination is just getting the best of you.
It does a lot of times. Well, I talked to some other friends, too, for some ideas. One of the things that I have that I really love is an apron that has pockets in it.
Ah.
And then that's great. I'm not an apron wearer, but when I'm gardening, particularly early in the season, the pockets are really handy for tools or seed packets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then other kind of garden tools. I remember my dad getting into big trouble with my mom when he gave her a wheelbarrow for her birthday and tires for their anniversary. But a wheelbarrow can be a really nice gift for a gardener, and it's worth the investment in a tire that won't go flat.
Exactly.
One
that balances. I like the ones with two tires because of the don't think about the balance on the one tire.
Right. Right. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Some other garden tools: electric weed eater that's battery operated. Electric battery-operated lawnmower. It's kind of pricey, but it doesn't, you know, it's not contributing carbon footprint, and they're just really nice.
Mm-hmm. Do they last long enough to cut your whole yard?
I have an electric weed eater and an electric lawnmower, and I find that the batteries last as long as my battery does. So by the time I'm done, the batteries are still good.
Mm.
And if the weed eater battery sometimes gives out when I still have stuff to do, but I'm ready to quit. So that works.
Good excuse.
Yeah, yeah, and then you're not dealing with a cord when you've got a battery.
Uh-huh.
Garden rakes, trowels, weed diggers, the claws, and then raised beds, dryer tubs.
Always pushing those.
I am always pushing those. They are great raised beds. They're just, you know, instant, and you can move them around if you don't like where you've got them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gift certificates, and you mentioned that before, to local nurseries. There's quite a few little small nurseries starting up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the garden supply and the lumber yard. Gift certificates to seed catalogs. Gift certificates for massages, especially early in the spring. How about that one?
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, yeah. Some other kinds of ideas would be gardening books, and gardening in Southeast Alaska is one, gardening near glaciers for the new ones. A truckload of black soil.
Mm.
I've talked to a lot of people who've gotten soil, but they don't know where it's come from, and then they're having problems with growing things. And so you really want to be careful if you get a truckload of soil where it came from.
Right, right.
Yeah. Another would be an electric fence to put up around fruit trees and your veggie patch and your compost bins. A drip irrigation system if we have another dry summer, and you know, books on how to install it, and then coupons for hours of labor. Always a great gift. So anyway, that's some ideas to share with everybody. And you know, and another thing I think would be to go to some of these bazaars that are happening and look there, because there's note cards with all kinds of flower pictures and just all kinds of interesting garden things.
Right, and you can look for things that you can repurpose into your yard to make it fancy, you know?
Yeah.
I like fancy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This Big Ideas Small Spaces show I was talking about on Netflix talks about the idea of having a theme to your garden.
Oh.
And so when you're going to the bazaars, you can think about, well, what's a theme that, that speaks to me?
Would weeds be a theme?
We
I think that's my theme.
It would be your choice, Joni. If that's what would work for you, that would be absolutely fine.
It's what I'm stuck with.
Yeah, for me, it's recycled, repurposed kinds of stuff.
That's a great idea. I love your garden.
It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the last 10 seconds, do you have anything you wanna say?
Well, enjoy your vacation. I will miss you. And yes, please, people, if you have not given to support the news program on KHNS, you can do that. It would be great. We need to get that morning show back on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Melissa.
Okay.
You have a great day.
Thank you. Sorry about calling it in.
Oh, no, that's okay. Do it again if you're driving. You have a long driveway and a hill on top of it. So it's best to be safe.
Long and steep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Joni.
Bye-bye.